Okay, thank you, Christine. Well, shalom, everyone, and welcome to Saffron Planet. So I can't seem to shake this whole topic of prayer. Not that I'm really trying to shake it as such, but you know what I mean. The Lord is impressing it. He has been impressing it on us now for, well, certainly for at least 6 months. And so we're in no hurry to run away. So tonight, I thought what we would do, we've been covering over the last, I suppose, 5 weeks, Chuck Cohen's article, the summary that points, there were 5 points in that summary. In that article was about corporate intercession. So we're going to, what tonight I thought what we would do is, just going to let David Andrew in. Just bear with me a second, please. While a few others join us. Lovely. So let me just repeat that. So we're looking at Chuck Cohen's article tonight. So we're going to just cover the 5 points again, just a quick recap on them. And then I want us to spend most of this evening putting it into practice. Okay. I know maybe a few of you need to leave either early or on time. So if we just get going on the prayer, then we can hopefully come to bring it to a close around 8:30. So we're just going to look at those 5 points. Let me just read them again. I'm going to read them quite slowly. And then I want us just to have a time of quiet where we're going to seek the Lord as to what he wants us to pray for this evening. I've got an idea in my head, but I want us together as a body to reach the place where he's leading us. So I'll give us some time to read or to think and pray and to seek him. And then we will start to pray together. So let me just read these 5 points. So bearing in mind, again, this is about corporate intercession. This isn't about personal prayer. It's not even necessarily about corporate prayer as such. It's about corporate intercession, if there's a distinction between intercession and prayer. So these are the points. The first point, intercede by praying both in the spirit and with understanding. Okay. Second point, intercede based on the revealed word of God. Okay. So when we pray, we want our prayers to be based on what God has said in his word. Point three, intercede having faith in the one who answers prayers and not in our ability to pray. Very important point. Point four, intercede by asking God as specifically as possible. So asking God for specific things. And point five, when we come into his throne room of grace, let us intercede boldly. And the emphasis there is on let us as a body intercede boldly. And the idea there that we discussed last week was that as we come together and as we start to hear from the Lord and as we start to share what we hear, then we will hopefully be able to discern together what God is actually saying. And that then gives us more confidence to pray according to what we believe he's leading us to pray for, because we have confidence that it's from him. So once we have confidence that we know what he's leading us to pray for, then we can be confident that he's going to answer. So let us intercede boldly. Okay. So intercede by praying both in the spirit and with understanding. Intercede based on the revealed word of God. Intercede, having faith in the one who answers prayers and not in our ability to pray. Intercede by asking God as specifically as possible. And when we come into his throne room of grace, let us intercede boldly. Okay, so I want us to try and put this into practice tonight. Now remember, underneath all of that, undergirding all of that, is that we've got our L plates on. So please don't be restrained from praying if you think you can't pray according to these ways. Do you know what I mean? So just listen to the Lord and be led by him. That's the key. And be bold when you feel prompted to be. But again, be restrained if you're not sure. I'd rather there be silence than us just filling the silence with words that perhaps are just empty words. Okay, so let's just have a time of quiet now as we intercede. Here, what we're wanting to do is just seeking the Lord as to what he wants us to pray for collectively. And then after about five to 10 minutes, we'll come back and then we'll share together what we think is on what the Lord's laying on our hearts. And then hopefully together we will discern what God is saying. And then we'll start to pray together. Okay. Okay. Now, did the Lord lay anything on your heart? Now's the time to share. I have something that I'm happy to share, but I'm keen to see if anybody else has anything they'd like to share.
I'd like to pray about this Partygate business in the government, that the Lord would resolve it to his glory.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'm being challenged at the moment, and I don't know specifically how to pray or what to pray for, but I'm being challenged with the fact that the social media and influencers, that the enemy has got hold of it, and whether we ought to be joining in the fight on that platform. I hate the idea. I don't have anything to do with social media. But there's been several things that have cropped up just lately, not least of all a CFI prayer meeting that I was at, where they are involved in social media but are getting a lot of hate speech back again. So I don't know whether that chimes with anyone else or whether it's just a personal thing for me. But I'm being challenged by that at the moment.
Sorry, just bear with me a second. Just need to pop away from you. Sorry about that. Amy's just had a few more chest pains, so it's just working out what we need to do. Sorry, Betty, you were talking about social media. Is that right?
Yes, about the influences and our young people and how social media is getting. There's so much influencing going on in social media, whereas it's rather than the normal channels, it's getting more and more, and how much we as Christians should reclaim it, or whether we. And I don't know if that's personal to me, but certainly that was the theme at Christians for Israel prayer meeting. It was weird, actually, because I went for the first time and determined that I wasn't going to say anything. We broke out into breakout rooms, and I was really challenged by that. And Julia Sokol, who was leading that particular breakout room, called on me, first of all, to pray. Would I lead them in prayer? And I don't know. I don't know whether this is something that we need to be picked up corporately, or whether, as I say, it's just a personal thing for me, because I've apart from YouTube and emails, I don't, and Telegram, I listen to Amos Safati on that, but apart from that, I don't have anything to do with social media at all.
Thanks, Betty. Okay, any others before?
Yes, I wonder if there's a connection between what Malcolm shared and what's on Betty's heart. Because the thing that I was moved about in prayer is that it seems like we need a window of mercy from the Lord for the whole nation, almost as though we are asking him to stay his hand of judgment. Because the social media thing and the corruption in government and the corruption of our young people and our children, in fact, just little tiny children are being corrupted even in their schools now. This thing has no bottom to it. Hell's hatred of humanity being made in the likeness of God has no bottom to it. And that's why transhumanism and all that kind of stuff is on the go. It's to destroy in every conceivable way the image of God in man and woman. And so I feel in a sense that because of the acceleration that we've witnessed over the past, I would say 5 years, really. 5 years ago, we would never have dreamed that some of the things we're seeing would happen. I saw a man being interviewed on TV News the other night, and he was a journalist, and he sat there with a straight face and said he believed that a woman can have a penis. And I thought, I can't believe that these things are happening. And it's accelerating, it's so fast, and the children are getting sucked up into it. And I think really what's on my heart tonight is to ask the Lord to bring about some utter devastation in the progress that the enemy has made, and to set his plans back, and give us a window of mercy in which we can preach in Jesus the resurrection of the dead to a nation that is enslaved by fear of death. Mm-hmm. People are being manipulated and controlled on a massive scale. And I'm not saying that this, you know, we're not going to prove the Bible wrong. In the last days, evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. So we're not going to reverse what the Bible has said will happen. But I'm thinking of what Manasseh did in his 55 years of terror and the bloodshed that he caused. And yet at the end of it, he repented and God relented, at least for during his reign. And God brought the judgment later than he would have done otherwise. So I'm wondering if perhaps God would give us a period of grace and mercy for the church's outreach to really take off, and for us to preach the gospel without fear or favor.
Yeah.
And just let's see what God can do to set back the work of the enemy, even if it's only temporary.
Right.
Sorry if that was a bit long-winded, but that's...
No, that's good. That's good. Thanks, David. Okay, I want to just hear from the other three as well, and then we will proceed. Fiona first, please.
Mine's on a different tack, so I don't know if the other two want to say something first. If they're talking about what has already David been said, then yep, it would be helpful for them to speak first, please, because mine's different.
Okay. Okay, Maureen, do you want to go first?
Mine's different as well.
Okay. Jeremy?
Well, it's both the same and different. So I think some of the things that have been picked up have been about what Christians are doing. I mean, there's been social media stuff. It's a little bit about the battleground. And I was thinking about, whilst we were praying about what we should be praying about, that the church, and the way in which we're going forward as a body in the country is, I think, to be focused on the area of righteousness. But I think we need to be very careful. I mean, these are my thoughts, but I read or listened today to that passage where someone wanted Jesus to judge between him and his brother about the inheritance. And it's obviously he did very well, didn't he, to go to the King of Kings about such a subject. And the point, I think, of the issue was that Jesus wanted to draw us away from the temporal stuff onto what really is good for us and what makes us happy rather than the money. But it's interesting that we can get involved as a church in trying to judge things that are not central. And I wonder if that's something of the social media aspect. But what we need to be doing is thinking very precisely about the righteousness of God. And I keep on coming back to something about the kingdom being righteousness. And I did have a psalm the other day, and I don't know if it's the same one as I've got at the moment, but it's Psalm 45, verse 6. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you. And also this goes on about the gladness, the oil of gladness, the anointing of the oil of gladness. So as Christians, and what I want to pray about is the church centering on the righteousness and moving in this oil of gladness so that we have something to offer.
Thanks, Jeremy. That was kind of in line with where I was thinking too. So Maureen, go ahead.
Well, to start with, I didn't have anything. And I just kept thinking of our Lord. And then Genesis. He's our Father, and he made the heavens and the earth. And he's the God of truth. And he is worthy. And he is mighty.
Amen.
And he's our Father. And he made the world, the heavens, and all that is in and on and above. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Maureen.
He's the God of truth. Thank you. Amen.
Thanks, Maureen. Fiona?
Mine's on the lines of Jeremy and Maureen, in that I was asking for a scripture. And the Lord has led me to John 14 and also part of John 15. And talking right from the beginning, it says, your heart must not be troubled. You must constantly believe in God, and you must faithfully believe in me. And the rest of it is all about the relationship with him and the fact that he is with us. And also, too, that the world doesn't understand the spirit of truth. And the fact is, we are called to bear fruit. And what I can see at the moment is that we're not in the main as a church. We're not united. We don't. Many people are challenged by the relationship with the Lord and looking at the world around them, but it's actually looking to him and his word and believing his word, which is what this passage talks about as well. I think it's imperative for the church that we need to know our God, to be more intimate with him, to know his word and to apply it. And subsequently, as he leads and directs us, because he is with us, we will bear fruit. Because he is the vine, we are the branches, and we are called to bear fruit. So I think that is something that's never going to change until heaven and earth pass away and our Lord comes. And it's, our focus needs to be on him, not on the things around us, although they're very important. It's finding out, where does God want to send us or to use us to bear fruit for him? And that we would have the right words to say, to be completely dependent upon the Holy Spirit and the Lord's guiding and leading. And I think a lot of the world's things, there's so much evil around. We're called, when we see these things, we're to look up. Who are we to look up to but our Lord and our Father? So I think that that's my two Pennyworth anyway.
Thanks, Fiona. Okay, I'm just keeping an eye on the time. I'm conscious I don't want to spend so much time talking about praying and not praying, but I do want to hear from people I haven't heard from. So, Elizabeth, could I go to you, please?
It might just be more of a personal thing, but I went outside and it's sat on the bench and this butterfly came. It's come a couple of times in the day and landed on me. But I was thinking about freedom from fear. And I had that passage from Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by yoke of slavery. I could say a lot more because the Lord's been speaking to me about various things, the kingdom and repentance and stuff, but that was what I had just now. So.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Malcolm, did you want to say something?
Yes. On the 21st of June, which is less than 48 hours away now, the Human Rights Council will hear a report claiming that Christian beliefs violate LGBT rights. Now, quite what they're going to do with that, I don't know. But it was a petition that I had this morning, which I sent out to many, that they, I mean, what it means is that the rights of the homosexuals would be overriding Christian rights. So if you try and tell or speak to anyone about, you know, what the Bible says about homosexuality, you could be in serious trouble.
Yeah.
As Christians could be in serious trouble.
Yes. Thank you, Malcolm. Okay, just asking the Lord where to go next. So let's just ask him, Father, you know. Father, you know. You know your own mind. You know what you would have us pray. So we surrender ourselves, Lord, to you. Lord, we have heard from the hearts of our brothers and sisters here. And Lord, in many ways, each one would be worthy of prayer. But Father, we want to know where you would have us begin. What is on your heart, Father? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we are not presenting our requests before you on account of our own righteousness, but on account of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. For your own sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name. Lord, my heart this evening is for the people who have associated themselves with your name. Lord, within that group, there are those who are born again, and there are those who have not. Father, I pray, Lord, the church of this nation, Lord, is such a mixture. Lord, the true church, Lord, even they can be a mixture. And Father, my heart is that your name, your holy name, is magnified on this earth, that your name may be glorified in this nation, that your name may be glorified in my county, that your name may be glorified in my town, Lord, that your name may be glorified in my street, Lord, that your name may be glorified in my home. Lord, that your name may be glorified in me. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, forgive our sins. Cleanse us, O Lord. Free us from fear. Free us from all that hinders us from sharing and showing your great name. Because, Lord, it's for your sake, O Lord, that we pray. Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I'm thinking of Paul writing to the church in Corinth that was so gifted and in such a mess. And towards the end of his great letter to them, he fastened on to the resurrection of Jesus, devoted an entire chapter to showing how our faith is in vain and our preaching is useless if Jesus did not rise from the dead. And he said, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And that he was buried and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He's, Father, your word is the central powerhouse. When you speak, things happen. When you promise, things happen and are guaranteed. And we bless you, Lord, and we want to see your name hallowed in these days, because we live in a society that really thinks all it has to do is to get rid of the scriptures and get rid of the Christians, and it will be okay, and it can carry on in its rebellious ways. And folks have no idea whatsoever that all the boldness and all the brassiness and all the rebellion and all the mighty power of the dollar in these days is going to have to bow before you. And they cannot postpone that day. You have set a day when you will judge everyone by the man that you have appointed, the Lord Jesus. We bless you that that day is coming. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray, please, for these days, raise up a church, Father, that has the same sense of what is of first importance. Father, there's so many things that we could give our attention to, and the devil is stirring the pot like nobody's business. He's throwing all sorts of headlines at us, all sorts of distractions, all sorts of disruption in society. And Lord, in Jesus' name, help us to refuse all of that garbage and concentrate on the Lord Jesus Christ, dead and risen and ascended and reigning and returning.
Amen.
Lord, please help us just to keep our eyes above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Yes. Father, you are sovereign, and there is no possibility that the plans of evil will succeed.
Thank you, Lord.
No possibility of that.
Mm.
And Father, we're sitting here tonight as a group of saints, and one of the astonishing hopes that we have, and it's not just a faint hope, it's not even hope in the sense that the world uses hope. It's not hoping for the best. It's an absolute certainty that we shall be like him when he returns.
Hallelujah. You
transforming us even as we speak. Jesus said that his Father is always at work. You are at work right now, Father. And the World Economic Forum, the Trilateral Commission, all these bodies that think that they know exactly how to pull the strings and manipulate the markets and make people rich or poor, Lord, these people are going to get the fright of their lives one day when they discover just how little power they've actually got. And all power belongs to you, O Lord. And we affirm that tonight in Jesus' name. So will you please help us, Lord, looking to you to give us the prayers you intend to answer.
Yes.
Please do this tonight, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Father, I've just been reading your word, and it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the destructive pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge.
Yes.
His truth will be your shield and buckler. So, Father, we stand on your word.
Yes.
Forgive us, Lord, when we do get distracted and concerned and worried about all the things that we hear. Give us great wisdom to know, Lord, how to balance speaking out and standing on your word in public and just being quietly confident in you. Knowing that you are Lord of all. Lord, help us to know what it is you have for each one of us to do. Because we all have different places and things to do.
Yes.
Help us not to look at what others are doing, what others are saying.
Mm.
Father, we deserve your judgment. And we are so concerned about those young people in particular who are under the influence of social media. But you are Lord and ruler of all.
Mm.
And we just see with our human eyes, and you can see the whole picture.
Mm.
And you love these young ones far more than we do, Lord. So, Father, help us to just know what it is you have for each one of us to do. And we continue to ask you to help us to pray according to your will, Lord.
Mm.
And in the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, everything within me wants to shout, no, that's wrong. I heard a church service from Glastonbury for the first night, and the lady that was praying, and praying to the Holy Spirit that she would abide in us. She said she would abide in. And Lord, it's just this moral equivalence that's going on.
Yeah.
Father, help us to see with your eyes.
Mm.
And to know when to act, when to stay silent. But most of all, Lord, may we live our lives with your confidence, knowing that you are in control. And that surely will shine out when everyone is so worried at the moment.
Mm.
Father, help us, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you that when the nations are in an uproar and the peoples imagine a vain thing, when the kings of the earth set themselves and the leaders take counsel against you, O God, and against your anointed, saying, let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. Father, you who sit in the highest heavens laugh. And Father, you will hold them in derision. You will speak to them in your wrath and vex them in your severe displeasure. And yet, Father, you have set your king upon Zion, upon your holy hill.
Okay, Lord.
And you, Lord, will declare the decree. You are my son. This day I have begotten you.
Mm-hmm.
Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations for your inheritance. Father, we ask that Jesus would ask you, that you would give him the inheritance of the nations, even to the uttermost parts of the earth, for his possession. Father, we thank you that Jesus will break them with a rod of iron, mm. and he will dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Father, in those days, the kings will appear wise. But, O Lord, the judge of the earth will do right.
Mm.
Father, we ask.
So if you know something's happened, you've gone on mute.
Father, we thank you that you call upon the rulers of the earth for them to be wise and to be disciplined, for the judges of the earth to act justly. Father, you call them to serve you in awe. Father, we ask that the nations would pay homage to you, and above all, your people who are called by your name, Jew and Gentile alike, would know their God. That, Father, we would know in whom we believe, and that we shall be fully persuaded that you are able to keep all that you have promised, all that we have given to you, until that day when we shall see you face to face.
Mm.
Father, we bless you and thank you for your goodness to us. You tell us that we are not to be troubled, but we are to believe in you and in your Son. Father, we ask that you will strengthen the weak knees and our hands to serve you and to go where you call us to go and to be the people you need us to be. Father, you have said that persecution will come. And in the West, we are afraid because we haven't really experienced persecution. But in other nations, you have purified your church in and through persecution. And it has become strong in the power of your Spirit and in the strength of your might and your wisdom. Father, we ask that your will would be done, that your people would know who you are, not just a little bit, but you would widen our horizons to know you better and to know your plans and purposes, and that we will be steadfast in them, that we will truly believe them. And we will not be set back when you call us to be cleansed or to be honed or disciplined, but that, Father, we will see it as an opportunity to become more like Jesus and to become where we can delight you and you can delight in us in greater measure. Father, we bless you that you do not treat us as our sins deserve. You are gracious in so many ways. Help us, Lord, to realize the grace that you give us day by day, that in our weakness we can know your strength and we can be strong in God our Saviour. Help us, Lord, for you are the only one who can strengthen and can give us all that we need. Your word says that you will meet our needs. So, Father, may we trust your word and live in it to your praise and glory and not be afraid. Amen.
Lord, I just want to pray this scripture over us. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor.
Yes, Lord, thank you for your word, that having gone forth tonight, it will not return to you empty. The very word that we have just heard, read by our sister, will be full of fruit in the days to come. We will see with our own eyes how you bring these things to pass. And we bless you, Father, for your word. And we ask in Jesus' name that since we're being encouraged to intercede based on your revealed word, as we gather as a body, and Lord, help us to realize that we're not likely to practice that very effectively as a body if we're not practicing it personally at home. That we need to stand on your word. If we waken in the morning and we're feeling ill, we pray that you would bring something from your word to enable us to address in prayer the situation that we're facing in the light of your word, Father. You have said to us that you have numbered our days. So it's not some illness that has numbered our days. It's not some diagnosis or prognosis that has numbered our days. It's you, O Lord. And we pray that you'll help us individually and personally to stand on what we know to be true from your word, so that when we do intercede as a body, we really are standing in your word, because it's our habit. It's what we do normally, even in our private lives. May that be true, Lord, for your glory to be seen in us, in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Lord, I would like to pray for the pastors and the teachers who do love your word, Father, to have your help with which word to preach every Sunday, Lord, how to enable their congregations to also grab hold of every syllable almost of the word, and to take it really seriously, what's being said, and how to feed on it, all of that, Lord. We pray that you would help them to teach it where the prevailing culture has just resisted and shoved away your word. Thank you for those who are faithful preachers of your word. Thank you for your flock who love your word. Lord, please strengthen these things in the places where they can be strengthened, so that what can remain grows rather than dies in this nation. For your glory. Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Lord, we thank you that you build your church upon the rock, and on that rock then the gates of hell will not prevail. Lord, we're looking for you to lead and to reveal yourself to us, and we thank you that is your plan. Lord, we long for the deeper things of you, and to really know in our hearts and move throughout our whole beings in the truth of what you've done and who you are, that we would see Jesus and be like him, that we would be anointed with your anointing of joy, that we would bring goodness. And Lord, we know that it's your work and what you're doing in the church. And we praise you that you are doing it and that you will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I don't know if my brothers and sisters can hear what's going on outside here. There's thunder. Thunder, Lord, and I have not heard thunder for a long time. And Father, it just reminds me, Lord, of 1 Samuel 12. Samuel saying, "Is it not the wheat harvest today? I will call to the Lord that he may send thunder and rain. Then you will know and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord by asking for yourselves a king." So Samuel called to the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. Father, a reminder to me, oh Father, that when we ask and seek the wrong things for ourselves, you can grant our request, but you can send leanness into our souls. Father, may we be as a people, Lord, as your people, as seeking people. Father, you delighted in King David, and you called him a man after your own heart, because he sought you in everything. He sought your face, he sought your will, Lord, even when, Lord, to man around him, it was obvious what he should do, he still sought your wisdom. And Father, I think in particular that time that he returned with his men to find that his wives, his children, and the wives and children of his men had been captured and taken prisoner. And Father, most men would simply chase after those men to set those prisoners free. But David sought your face. Lord Jesus, may we, as your people, be a seeking people. Lord, your word tells us not to trust in our own heart, not to lean in our own understanding, but to trust you with all of our heart, not lean in our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you. You will make our path straight. Lord, that very verse means that we shouldn't trust in our own mind, but to trust in you. Oh, Lord, make us a seeking people.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord, we remember that you provided a king for the people of Israel because of their rebellion against you. But then came the time when you said to the prophet, how long are you going to grieve about Saul since I have rejected him? And you said at that point that he was to go to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, because you had provided for yourself, not for the people, but you'd provided for yourself a king among us. And we thank you that you provided your king for yourself, Lord. And we ask in Jesus' name, in these days when people think it's just enough, it's quite enough to be able to manipulate the political system and gather enough votes and enough support, they can enjoy the power that they lust after. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that you would raise up rulers for yourself in these days.
Yes,
we've had so many rulers that we deserve to have because of our rebellion against you. But we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would give us rulers that we don't deserve, who are provided for your purposes.
Yes, Lord.
Help us in this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I come behind that prayer and what's been resonating in my mind since Elizabeth shared that reading and spoke those words over us, oaks of righteousness.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, we need your righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, may your righteousness be preached in the churches.
Yes.
Yes, of course, you're a God of love and you are merciful and you are kind. But your fury is to be feared.
Yes.
Lord, we've lost that fear of you, that awe of you, that concern that we may not be walking in the right paths. Lord, not to be introspective, but Lord, raise up your people in positions of authority, I pray, Lord. Have mercy on us. We don't deserve it. We deserve the rulers that we've had, but Lord, have mercy on us. And as David said earlier, just a window of mercy to give us chance to become a righteous country again. Righteous unto you, Lord. Have mercy on us. Amen.
Amen. Father, yes, I come behind David's prayer and Betty's. Father, that business of the fear of you, the that is lacking so much, has actually been on my mind for a few days now, weeks or so. Lord, within your church, the fear of you, the awe of you has gone. We pray fast and loose, Lord. And Father, it's true, that's what David was saying, that we've got the rulers we deserve. And Father, we do pray and ask that in justice that you would be merciful to us. Father, Malcolm mentioned this Partygate thing. Lord, the hypocrisy of what our government was doing there, Lord. Father, you're so, Lord, we're like that ourselves. Well, I hope we're not as individuals here tonight, but Lord, the will we, Father, that we just pray fast and loose with you. We've lost that awesome fear of standing before you on Judgment Day. Our government shows no fear that it's going to be held accountable for you before you, Lord God, mm-hmm. and have to give an account for itself, Lord. Oh, Father, please, would you do bring a right outcome to all this Partygate stuff, Father? Lord, please, would you be merciful to us, Father? We don't deserve this mercy, Father. But, Lord God, we do ask for your mercy. And, Father, that you would deal with this government and you would deal with it how it should be dealt with. And you would bring us to our senses, Father, and help us to realise that we have got the government we deserve, because it's the way we behave, and we're not, there's no awe, fear of you in the land. There's no fear of you. There's no awe of you in the church, Lord God. Oh, Father, be merciful to us, we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Lord, as the persecution may well come on us, as Malcolm also pointed out with regard to the issues of sexual freedom, Lord, we do pray, Lord, that your word would be very clear in the nation. Lord, make us all able to be ambassadors for your ways. Lord, we pray for righteousness in the church. Lord, we pray for a focus on the harvest of grain and the harvest of the tares. Lord, in the light of so much equal and inclusion talk, Lord, we pray for a focus of your people on being right with you, that there would indeed be a harvest, and there would be a harvest of righteous people, righteousness that you have given us, Lord, that we would indeed wear the clothes that you give us, Lord, and that we are hopeful of putting on, God, that you would lead us out in these days when you've brought a sword. Lord, we pray, Lord, that our hearts will be positioned with you.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your word says in Leviticus 18, verse 22, you are not to go to bed with a man as with a woman. It is an abomination. Well, Father, that word abomination indicates to me that it's a very serious sin. And Father, we know that you cannot have any form of sin in your presence. For if that were to happen, if you were to permit sin to be in your presence, you would no longer be God. But Father, in the light of your word, I ask you, please, in your mercy, you so work in the hearts of the 47 members of the United Nations Human Rights Commission who have this motion before them, that, Father, you will cause them to vote that motion down. Mm. Not only down, Father, but emphatically down. that, Father, the homosexual people will hesitate to bring such a motion before them again anytime, certainly not in the near future. Father, I ask these things in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen.
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 Amen. Father, evil is prospering in our day to a large extent because not only is there gross rebellion, but the rebellion is supported by the fear that's been spread. Mm. People are afraid to say anything, afraid to speak out, afraid to defend their children, afraid to hold schools accountable for what's being taught. And Lord, we remember that your apostle said, judge for yourselves whether we should obey God rather than men. And Isaiah said, Lord, I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies and have forgotten the Lord your Maker? So, Father, it seems as though this is a it's a great expression of our pride, that we would rather have the approval of our peers than worry or concern ourselves with your disapproval. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask you to forgive us for the fear that keeps us all silent at times when we should speak and keeps us all inactive when we should do something. But we need great discernment about this, Father, because the enemy would raise up an army of Goliaths if he thought we would fight every single one of them. As long as our eyes weren't on Jesus, as long as we were not proclaiming the gospel and the resurrection of the dead. Please help us to have great discernment. Give us opportunities to preach the gospel like we never had before. And Father, you know I'm not talking about just people like myself who are preachers. Let the church become a mighty sermon in these days.
Yes.
To proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the hope that we have in him. Enable us in this, Lord. Make us all one great sermon to the rebelliousness of our society. And help us in humility raise up the great name of Jesus and declare your Son as Lord of all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And Father, I totally agree with David in his prayer, and I'm reminded of David in the Bible when he went into battle, Father, and you said to him to listen to the trees, the treetops, and when he heard the sound of marching, that was when to go into battle. And Father, we want to be so close to you that we move at that time. Yes. It's a spiritual
movement.
Yeah. And we need to move when you say.
Amen.
What you say we should do.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father, you say the battle is yours.
Yes.
And we need to bear that in mind, but not use it as an excuse, Lord. I'm reminded of Rahab, and she said, we know the things that your Lord does. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful in this country, Lord, if there really was a fear of you, so people said, we know what your God can do. Oh, Lord, help us, give us great wisdom. Great wisdom to know when to go forward and when to stand back. But in any event, we don't move forward without you being in front of us, Lord.
I also had Rahab earlier, so I'm going to read it. It says, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord did this, that, and the other. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Yes. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and earth beneath. Lord, I do really stand with Betty, and I've been thinking about it a lot, but that kind of reaction, the knowledge that this is the true God, yeah. Father, we really need it again. We really need it within the church. We really need it within the world, that there would be, that you would be gracious, Lord, to vindicate your own name yeah. again, so that there would be this fear, there would be this holy terror of mm. offending you, holy yes. terror of getting it wrong. Lord, I know it also happened with Paul's ministry, but I couldn't find the reference. I was looking for it before. Lord, that when he went into these pagan places, the effect was the same. The people knew, because the testimonies were coming out and each one was coming in. Paul didn't have to run after people. Once he preached, they were all seeing the changed lives. And we pray for that, Lord, if you would have mercy, that your body would actually be sold out for you again, that there would be truth and righteousness and holiness, Lord, and out of all of that, Father, you would be glorified. People would see a difference again, Lord. Forgive us when the level that we've got to is the level that we hear people preach at sometimes, or the level that other people are living at. But it isn't your level at all, some of the time. Please, Lord, help us and move us to holiness again.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Father, just as my sisters and David are praying, reminded of Daniel, Father, when he arrived in Babylon, from day one, no compromise, no eating foods that he had been forbidden to eat. Father, from day one, he made his stand. I've been listening to a tape for your benefit, people. I've been listening to a tape YouTube this afternoon, and the chap spoke upon this. Lord, how we think, oh, well, I won't do anything. I won't say anything now. I'll just wait till my feet are under the door, and then I'll make a difference. But Lord, no. Daniel, from the day one, he wouldn't compromise his walk with you. Father, and I just think of Richard Vermbrand, when he stood up that day, there was no compromise. He could have just stayed in his chair and said nothing, but he stood up knowing what it was going to mean. Father, forgive us, but this world we live in, we don't want to lose face. We don't want to be disliked by anybody. We don't want to upset anybody. Lord, help us to love you more than we love ourselves. Help us to fear you more than we fear man, Lord God, and to be careful how we walk, Father. Just have mercy upon us and strengthen us, Lord, to set our faces like flint, our foreheads like flint, as they say, to walk in the ways you walked, Father, and to Jesus walked, Father, and not to compromise our walk. Father, we're so sorry. We're so grieved earlier on listening to the prayers. We're so sorry. We're so grieved that homosexuality has been accepted by the church. That the church, how can we come before you with this organization rather than the church? Because it's not a church, it's an organization that's allowing all of this evil teaching in its schools and all sorts. How can we make our appeal to you? Father, they bring nothing but shame and disgrace to your name. Oh, Lord God, have mercy upon us and cause us to have the boldness and the courage of people like Daniel, he didn't even close his windows. He opened his windows to pray. May we have the boldness and the courage to do what you would have us do, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, Lord, we look for our feet to be shod with that gospel of peace, that brings the need that every person needs, we all need. Lord, we pray for that real work of God. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And Father, we thank you that you have said that your people offer themselves willingly in the day of your power. And so, Father, we ask, as you are shaking the nations and everything that can be shaken, as your power is being seen through the in the heavens and the earth, we ask, Father, that your people will be willing, offering ourselves in your service for your praise and your glory. Father, you have said that you will build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You have also said that you are preparing a bride for your son, which will be wrinkle-free, spot-free, blemish-free. Father, we ask that you'll perfect that work in your people, that we truly might be worthy to be called servants of the living God, but a bride that is worthy for your son. Mm. Thank you, Father, that you will do it because you have said so. Mm. Help us to keep looking up where you are seated in the heavenly places, with your son seated at your right hand, endued with all power and authority, until that day when you, Father, will subject all his enemies under his feet, and you will truly be acknowledged for who you are. Thank you, Father, and bless your holy name, for you are God and there is no other. You are Lord of creation, the King of kings and the King of the universe. All blessed be your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I just interject at this point? I don't want to interfere with the flow of prayer, but I just feel the need to say, please be encouraged, because I've had several answers to personal prayer tonight from your prayers have answered my needs. And I just pray that with these Monday night meetings, this is miraculous to see. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, this in itself is answers to prayers, David.
I'm reminded a bit about when we looked with Paul Luckcraft at Jesus leading out through the kingdom of God coming through force. I just sort of saw a sheep pen being, you know, broken out and he leading on. And we're just looking with expectation at that, especially in the light of, you know, the wind in the trees as morning prayed. And, you know, God, we're ready. Mm. God, make us ready.
Amen.
Let me.
And he will.
Sorry. Let me finish with a scripture that is on my heart. It's from Acts chapter 10. It says this, and we are witnesses of all the things he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. And they also put him to death by hanging him on a cross. God raised him up on the third day and granted that he should become visible, not to all the people, but to witnesses who were chosen beforehand by God. That is, to us, who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach to the people and solemnly to testify that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Of him, all the prophets bear witness that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now may we go with that ringing in our ears.
Amen.
And echoing in our hearts. Well, thank you, folks.
Thank you, Barry.
I do want to draw to a close there.